from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He gets whisked away from Las Vegas to Delaware. They say he has COVID, which I guess we're supposed to believe. I don't even know if that's the case. When he talks tomorrow, I take it with a ginormous grain of salt.
Colin Dunlap, our afternoon host, speculating on President Biden. He is scheduled to speak tonight from the Oval Office. And we'll address the nation at 8 o'clock. And a lot of people wonder, there was a lot of speculation around the country as to what his actual health situation is. I will imagine he will address that tonight. 8 o'clock, KDK Radio will carry that. And Susie, as you know, the breaking news yesterday was Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned under mounting pressure. And David Rowe is the acting Secret Service Director, but now the FBI will be interviewing, and they did talk to the Pennsylvania State Police Commander to continue to put together a timeline and details of the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. We are, in the next half hour, going to talk to a woman whose property, she shares a fence with the Butler Farm Show, and she has quite a story to tell, including the effects it's had on children in the neighborhood. And I know you've been covering some of these stories, but I guess that a lot of people will also be talking about the fact that Josh Shapiro is very much in the conversation for vice president. Here's what our midday host, Marty Griffin, had to say about that.
So why Josh, if she picks him? It's kind of obvious, maybe to me, maybe not to you. But it's Pennsylvania. This is the state. They say the most critical state in the entire election. And so they have to win Pennsylvania. So they think he could bring Pennsylvania home.
So you've heard the talk about Governor Josh Shapiro. And I would imagine they're vetting the candidates to make sure there are no, you know, skeletons in the closet.
Yeah. I had to put together some pieces yesterday for that after Marty talked about it on his show for a while and had a couple of guests. From what I was reading and what I put together, it seemed he has not been vetted quite yet. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe something has changed in the last 12 hours since I wrote that. But it seems that everybody thinks he might be the best fit for Harris to pick, especially in terms of winning a swing state like PA.
And a lot of people believe, now she's raised a lot of money since Joe Biden decided to drop out of the race and notified everybody on Sunday, over $100 million.
Oh, wow.
But a lot of people feel that if she has a chance to win, the critical choice is going to be her vice president.
Yes.
And a lot of people seem to think John Shapiro is in the top two or three on that
yes.
list. And I know what a lot of people will be talking about. The Pittsburgh Steelers head to training camp. The players will arrive today. They go through their routine, and then tomorrow, first opportunity for fans. And there have been some changes, but if you want tickets, you got to go to Steelers.com. You have to have a mobile ticket. They're free.
Yeah. It's practices are open to the public. However, you just have to have that mobile ticket still, so you have to get that online. But the practices are different this year. 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's earlier than normal.
Earlier than normal. So, like, people will definitely have to plan out their vacation days from work or whatever it may be. So that's a little bit of a switch up. But I think, and Kiel Berger and I talked about this the other day when we were working together. I mean, just with how hot this summer has been, I think that's just in the best interest of everybody. Like, and I'm sure that there's more behind the move than that. But, like, I'm thinking about the heat wave that we had a month ago. Imagine practicing in that in the late afternoon. It's just, no.
There's always some weather issues summer as we go to St. Vincent College in La Trobe. And sidebar to that is Paul Skeens pitched a complete game last night, speaking of sports, and suffered his first loss 2-1 to the Cardinals. Couldn't hold on. They were tied at one in the top of the ninth, and he allowed a run, so he gets a loss. He's 6-1, but he was pitching lights out, too. It's a shame they couldn't get more Pirates to hit. So, meanwhile, we got you covered here on the Big K Morning Show. Whatever's happening, take us with you. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Singer-Songwriter Hall of Famer, Smokey Robinson, part of a big weekend. HM3 Partners Independence Fund presents Celebrity Care Fest, benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Two nights of star-studded entertainment this Friday and Saturday. And the man who puts up the stage is Brad Hollywood. Three generations doing what he does. And I went to the site of this private backyard amphitheater setting to learn more and ask Brad how they do this.
When someone first told you, you're going to do this in a backyard, what did you think?
I didn't believe it. From the first year we did it with Cool and the Gang and Billy and the Kid to how the event's grown from year to year to now we're with Smokey Robinson. I mean, two huge acts, Pat Benatar, Friday night. It takes a village, and it's a lot of work, but it's awesome, and it's going to be a great night.
So give people a perspective. When we talk about a stage, we're talking about a professional stage that you could put anywhere in the world and perform.
Correct. I mean, the setup here would be like being at the Benidorm, right? The stage capacity, the lighting, the production, video, it's all first-class stuff. So we work really hard to get it done. And we start Friday. We won't be out until next Tuesday. So.
And you can hear the music in the background. They're testing all the bass, the treble, all those things. You can feel your chest move. This is going to be quite a show, quite a weekend of talent.
Sure. Absolutely, yeah. We're tuning the PA right now. Lighting's coming in, video on Thursday. We'll tune everything up, get ready for Pat Benatar and Smokey Robinson on Saturday. Queen V as well. So it's awesome. It's going to be great.
And wait till you hear BK Jackson, who's opening the show on Saturday. He's toured with Prince in the past, most recently with CeeLo Green. He is kind of been raised by Mel Blunt and his wife. That's how Pittsburgh is. I saw him at Mel Blunt's roast, and so did the owner of this home, and was like, wow, this guy's special. It'll be the perfect way.
Killer.
to kick off the show and lead into Smokey Robinson. We're with Brad Hollywood. Brad, this is a family business, right?
It's a family business, yeah. My grandfather started the business back in the 60s, and my dad and my uncle have been involved, and so I'm a third generation. We have a music store. Commercial install and live production has been a big part of our business since the 70s, so it's really cool. It's cool to be a part of it.
And I've seen you here over the years. I love your game day face. It reminds me, Rich Engler, the legendary concert promoter, has that same game day face, because this weekend we've never done two nights, and it always is more spectacular and bigger than a couple of years before in this case. But each show is unique, and I want to make sure people understand, so accessible to the fans, right up to the stage.
Absolutely. The intimacy and being in the backyard and, you know, thinking in years past of seeing Earth, Wind, and Fire and Peter Frampton. And it's a party in the backyard. It's a head scratcher even for me, who does production everywhere. to do this here, it's something else. So
it's hm3.org. Still time. Check it out. There's two big nights. Pat Benatar Friday night, opening with Queen Bee, that's Bill Cowher's wife. And then Saturday, mentioned a saxophone player who's world-class, BK Jackson, Smokey Robinson, Hall of Famer in the rock and roll, and also singer-songwriter Hall of Fame, and then a gigantic artist. It's the 1-2-3 punch for Saturday. All the funds go to the UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Brad Hollywood, music and sound. Thank you, brother. Good luck. Break a lip.
Absolutely. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
And again, hm3.org, free parking, and an incredible weekend. It looks like Mother Nature's going to cooperate Friday. Less humid sunshine, maybe the nicest day of the week at 82, and then the mid-80s and sunshine on Saturday. So for the show, for whatever you got planned, weather-wise, we're good to go. Today, by the way, 85, and a chance for some thunderstorms this afternoon. Right now, we're at 69 degrees. This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and want to take you to the Butler Farm, Show site. And the woman who shares a fence on one side is Amanda Gibson, and she reached out. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you holding up? Because in the last 10 days, I can't imagine what your life has been like. So your property, as I mentioned, literally is adjacent to and you share a fence at the Butler Farm Show, correct?
Correct.
And the day of the rally and days leading up to it, what were you doing with the kids?
The day prior to the rally, we were actually up at the farm show. My girls were able to have access without any security supervision that I was aware of. To go over, they checked out the stage. They actually walked on the stage. They were able to climb the bleachers and look behind the several large white tents that were a part of the speech and rally itself.
So there was nobody there. You free access the day before.
Yes. As I said, I share a fence. It actually has a gate. And the evening before that night, I'll say around 7-8 o'clock was only.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Was when they locked the fence itself. So less than 24 hours before the event, we had access to the entire area, and it was very quiet. I mean, it was completely clear as to where this was going to take place.
And what did you do the day of, while tens of thousands of people were gathering on the property?
Well, that morning I met some friends, and we had walked to the farm show, roughly 2 miles. There was only one entrance into the farm show, so we didn't have access to get into that specific entrance. So we walked about 2 miles. We went through the different vendors. I mean, I would equivalent it to like a car cruise. It was very, very calm. The only excitement per se that we seen at that point was just a lot of people were getting sick due to the heat. My girls and I were up there. We were actually in line to go through security, and my oldest daughter has respiratory issues, and she became really sick. And we were actually escorted by Pittsburgh State Police back to our home. So we came and ended up on our side of the fence to watch the event instead.
And where were you when the shots fired began?
Standing right at that fence on my private lane, watching the event.
And at one point you said the motorcade came within an arm's length, literally.
Absolutely. I could have touched the motorcade. I can 100% tell you which vehicle President Trump was in. We were literally to the left of us was what's called the Brady Paul Lodge, which is the staging unit for the entire rally. So there was a bunch of traffic there of senior officials that would have been at that event as well.
We're with Amanda Gibson, a resident next to the Butler Farm Show site. And then you have kids in the neighborhood, you have kids of your own, and you have some concerns because there has been nothing but a constant parade of people in the region.
Absolutely, Larry. That's honestly my biggest issue right now is, you know, let's be clear that there was one side of the fence that was completely forgotten in this event. But after this incident, there was another side of the fence that was completely forgotten, and it was my neighborhood, where we do have, you know, upwards of 10 kids. That this was a dead-end street. You know, the highlight of this street was, well, one girl who would walk her dog randomly through the road. I mean, like, that's how calm and quiet this place was. And nonstop since the end, I mean, we have people coming up our lane. I had a biker, six bikers that had came up the lane. And at this point, Larry, there is nothing to see. I mean, you are going up to look at, and again, I get the historical value. That's the reason my kids were there, and the educational value of it. But at the end of the day, there's little kids that call this home, and that's where my passion is these little kids need to get back to normal. I continue to say, how do we get back to normal until normal can happen here? You know, these kids were out playing every single day and kind of had free reign of the streets. And now it's just nonstop traffic. I had a woman yesterday from New York City who was 80 some years old, and she had an entire vehicle of people. And for whatever reason, there's something that makes when they put the directions in to come up my lane, which is a private lane. It's owned by the farm show. But it's just constant traffic.
So what would you see?
It has upset all these kids.
What would you like to see done at this point? Since, is anybody interviewed you or talked to you, any official security people on any source?
I have not seen anybody on our side of the fence one time since this. I've reached out to Pennsylvania State Police. I have reached out to legislation, some state representatives. That's how I became in contact with you, actually. Just begging for someone to come and listen and not to forget this side of the fence. You know, everybody went home, and yeah, they're still fighting through, you know, all the emotions and feelings. But again, I take great pride in this community. You know, I work for the school district. I'm a mom. I'm a Girl Scout leader. Kids matter to me. And mental health is a huge pandemic as it is. And it does scare me of, you know, where not only my own kids are going, but where the community is going to go when we just drop the ball on what was seen and what happened that day and act as if there's nothing that we need to do to make it better. And I feel like we owe it to Corey Compitore and all the victims to do better and to make this as positive of a situation as we can here in Butler.
And how are your kids?
My youngest, actually, to be quite candid, will be sitting at home and she will put her hand over her ears. I mean, just a random loud noise. And she'll say, "Did you hear that, Mom?" And I'm like, what are you talking about, Emily? And she's like, "Did you hear gunshots?" And I'm like, "No, babe, I didn't. You're safe." And then the day after the incident, she was she's been very interested in YouTube songs and listening to the patriotic songs she remembers from the event. Working in mental health for so long, I mean, that is her coping skill, and I'm not going to take that from her. But she sat there and was coloring, and I just noticed a bunch of stick figures, and then she went and grabbed a red crayon. And I said, "Emily, what are you doing?" And she said, "These are all the people that were there, and this is all the blood that I seen."
Oh, well, sounds like...
And again, that's where the passion comes from.
Your neighborhood needs some trauma response. I'm going to put you in touch with somebody. Stay on the line and appreciate you sharing the story. Amanda Gibson, whose property is adjacent to the Butler Farm Show site where the assassination attempt took place. I appreciate you telling your story, Amanda. Thank you.
Larry, I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, stand by. Every Wednesday at this time, we check in with another medical professional at Allegheny Health Network. Today, Dr. Sarah Zimbotti is an optometrist and summer eye issues. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Let's start with dealing with the heat, and then when it's hot and dry and your eyes get itchy, there is obviously drops that you can utilize. But I think, Doc, some people have some concerns about things we've heard about eye lubricants. What is the latest?
Yeah, and so last year there was a big recall on some of the generic brands of lubricating drops. And so you definitely want to talk with your eye care provider about which over-the-counter product may be best for you. Some definitely have different formulations that may better serve what type of dry eye you have. So it is important to check with them first. But overall, the lubricating drops can really help, because if we have seasonal allergies, dryness from being in the air conditioning, just dryness overall, that is going to really kind of affect the eyes as well. It really affects our ability to produce tears. So the artificial tears can really help provide a little bit of relief.
One of the things we hear about a lot, obviously, is protecting your skin from sun exposure, but you don't hear as much about your eyes. And if you have sunglasses, they don't always provide the level of protection unless they are of a certain kind, right?
Correct. And so you do want to find something that is labeled with 100% UVA, UVB protection. Typically, you'll see that sticker on the lens, or when you purchase it, they will let you know if it is that level of protection for the UV rays. But overall, having a really kind of solid lens rather than a gradient coloring, that also really helps as well, because not only is the cornea, you know, susceptible to sun damage, but actually the skin around the eyes is really fragile too. And so, you know, the sunglasses, if they're a little bit bigger, they can also protect that skin as well. it doesn't always replace using sunscreens, which mineral sunscreens are typically the ones we recommend, but they can really be helpful to wear the larger sunglasses as well.
Let me ask you about contact lenses, because a lot of people obviously like to jump in a pool. There's chlorine in there, so I would imagine you recommend people not wear them at all because they can be damaged.
Exactly. And so contact lenses, you know, we don't really recommend wearing them in the pool, mostly just because they can actually absorb some of the pool water. And there are certain bacteria that can live in pool water, hot tub water, that really can affect the eye. And if it gets trapped on the contact lens, it's also getting exposure to the front surface of your eye, in which that infection can begin. So we really don't recommend wearing any contacts in the pool if possible. If you do have to wear them, we recommend wearing goggles over top of them just to protect the eye more, and then disposing of them after you're done swimming.
And should you get your eyes checked once a year? And if so, what age?
And so I do recommend 1 to 2 times a year up until age about 45. After 45, I really do recommend yearly. We do like to recommend, though, the first eye exam be within the first year of life, just to make sure we have a great baseline for kids and to make sure there's nothing going on, you know, before they would start to enter in their school years.
I still remember, Doc, fourth grade when I found out I had to get glasses and was colorblind. I'm traumatized. Yeah.
But, that could be a tough one. Yeah.
Great information, Dr. Sarah Zambotti, optometrist with Allegheny Health Network. 412 Doctors, always a great resource. Doc, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope you have a great one.
You too. Stay cool.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.